SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Moneyline for a Wednesday afternoon right here on the grid. I'm Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. NBA action tonight. Major League Baseball already underway in the afternoon. Hockey, playoffs. It's all popping here in the afternoon, K-Dub. It's all popping.
I said hockey got mentioned earlier than I thought.
Exactly.
In that rundown.
Get out of the way.
That's pretty interesting.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Hear that, X-Man? Phone lines are open. We're waiting on you.
Carry the hockey segment over here. Relax and drive your car. Oh, we can do whatever. I mean, whatever's going on in the KW household today.
I mean, I can't be picked up over microphone, can it? I mean, before we get rolling, sure, I'm right there. But you mean to tell me right now, it sounds like you're in a laundromat. You can't be saying such a thing.
I mean, there's probably guys in robes with coffee in the afternoon going, where is this guy at? How's he focused more on this radio show?
I got to hope not, but I couldn't blame him if it was.
We got some good stuff to get after today. But I guess, you know, sort of a recap from last night and what we got out of it in the NBA. I did a listen-up segment at the end of our early line show saying, like, man, these two series, meaning Memphis, you know, getting after it with Golden State now 1-1, heading back to Golden State. You have the Milwaukee Bucks 1-1 now, heading back after getting pummeled last night by the Celtics. The NBA playoffs, this is at the stage where, like I said, the big boys have come to play. It's a shame that Joel Embiid is not playing now, because you would be able to add another series with, like, the Sixers and the Heat. 10 bells knocking each other out here.
Yeah, it is a shame. Now, I thought Miami was much better, but that is hardly the point, because you want to see what it looks like with Embiid out there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole season for the Sixers was leading to this moment, and it was taken from you. It almost feels like multiple times in a way, doesn't it? Like, first one's like, great, he's not even healthy, so we don't even know how legitimate we can handle any result that comes down. And then it was as if, all right, well, that's not good enough, fine. Now he's just not playing, period. And I still don't even know if he's coming back game three. Like, I feel like that's kind of been the under-discussed part of the Embiid situation, is there has not been a clear indication that he is absolutely available game three.
Doc did say, though, that Joel Embiid is feeling much better. So maybe that's good news, because if I guess he wasn't feeling so good, we probably wouldn't have any update at all. And then you get those feels like, maybe game four, and the Sixers really need to pull out one of these games here to try to get ahead. But that's the way I get the feel on it today on this one for the Sixers. But it hasn't changed for me. Game one to game two, hey, maybe the Sixers can steal one. No, I don't think the Sixers can steal one. I'm telling, they played as good as they could possibly play in the first half and had a one-point lead in game one. But the second half was what we probably thought was going to happen when you don't have Joel Embiid for a game. The Sixers really can't compete. Now, again, remember we had the caller call up made a good point. Hey, remember that time where there was no Harden and there was no Embiid and they beat the – you're going to get that every once in a while. But that's not the norm, right? It's not the norm.
It's almost like it happened in the first half. And then I was like, all right, enough of that. I don't know if you heard – it was during the Atlanta series. And they had asked Jimmy Butler – I think it was after game three, because Miami blew a decent lead in that. So I think it was game four. And they asked Jimmy Butler about being up big. He goes, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like being up by 15, 20 points. I'd much rather be only up by like two the whole game, because then you stay more focused. And it's such a preposterous thing, but you believe when Jimmy Butler says it,
yes,
that he feels that way. But in a weird way now, as I watch, you know, kind of the Heat, I'm like, are they actively better off being in a three-point dogfight at the break than up 20? Because they're going to eventually just lose focus and disrespect their opponent?
I mean, I guess in the NBA where everybody makes runs, you're already in the game. So it's like, oh, we got to heat back up here because the other team came back on us. So there's something to be said about that. But quite frankly, if I'm a fan or if I'm a coach, I'm like, hey, man, give me the 20-point lead at the break. Stop it. Stop the madness here. That means we're playing really good baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy's like, I'd rather us be down a couple, so I'm a little extra locked in. And the thing I like about Jimmy, though, is that's also not him who's unlocked in. He's clearly like, and not like something's wrong, but clearly he's blaming everybody that's ever been around him. He's like, everybody loses focus. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
It's not Jimmy, I'm sure.
Not me. Too many people out here were losing focus through these games. I'd rather have a close game. Let's keep it here. But they're a good team, and they're getting through because we haven't even seen the healthy version of the Miami Heat in quite some time. And once they do get that way, where maybe, all right, Duncan Robinson, you want to play basketball again and play it at a decent level? If he gets added back into the mix, there's a lot of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punches there for the Miami Heat. But, again, Sixers are going to play tonight. We'll completely break that game down in just a little bit. But as we said, there is a Major League Baseball game that is underway. Miami Marlins here, second inning, 1-0 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Live posted total in that game, 7.5. We have a couple games that are just about to start here. After 1 o'clock, Cardinals, Royals, Pirates, Tigers, Braves, Mets, Padres, Guardians, and then a couple games there. They're going to get fired off there at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So we'll have some fun watching some of these games come in and see what's what. But that's what we do here on Moneyline. The design is, if there's games on, we'll talk about them. But also, we will get you guys set up tonight because there's a decent Major League Baseball card. Some thoughts on that. Also, some thoughts on the NBA playoffs. And if you want to join into the show today, you know the numbers here. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline. It's the afternoon. It's Kevin. It's Donnie. Come on back with us here. We'll have some fun and break it all down. Major League Baseball hits the deck next. Stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back on Moneyline, and we do have an ejection already. Pitchers changing it up out there. Mad Bum had a problem with the plate umpire. He got launched. So now we're in the second inning, and a new pitcher is in for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So if you capped this game based on Mad Bum, you got 3 outs out of it, and you got a 1-0 deficit. And he's gone, Kevin. He gone.
Man. Such a good point, because my initial reaction is if you have Madison Bumgarner props, right?
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What a weird scene. But again, everything about a baseball cap is so tied to the pitcher. Essentially, there's nobody who bet this game unless you have Diamondbacks hitter props who don't find themselves going, oh, God, now this, what is happening here? This is not what I bet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything, you bet the money line, you bet the total, just so throw. You can still get where you're looking to go, but man, it is just such a different game now. I mean, this guy made it an inning. He made it an inning.
Not yeah, good. And he's gone. And by the way, Mad Bum's not even that good anymore, so maybe it's one of those where, like, man, why did he have to go get thrown out there? I was hoping we hammered this guy all afternoon.
He was off to a good start, though, to be fair. Like, he was off to a, man, I gotta say, what an interesting route this guy took, basically viewed as the Terminator whenever we got to the postseason, was so sought after, like blocked out of basic, like he created a list that ensured he wouldn't go to any relevant baseball teams, hit free agency, and stayed in the NL West and went to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So I guess he could just ride motorcycles and collect checks. What a bizarre thing, man.
Yes, like he has the feel for me. Like when he retires, it's like the middle of the woods somewhere in like Wyoming and never to be heard from again. And that's the way he's going to like it at this point. Because he is one of those guys that in Major League Baseball, these figure like there's tough guys, right? Like, oh, it looks like he's a tough guy, wouldn't want to do this or that. Like charging Mad Bum. Like he throws a fastball at your head like, you know what? I'll take the hint and go to first base, man. I don't want anything, no issues with you out on the mound. But he is out, and all of a sudden here, second inning, we do have a 1-0 game. First two batters reach base here for the Miami Marlins. So first and second here, nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. And also just underway here, as we said, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals, Atlanta Braves, New York Mets, San Diego Padres, Cleveland Guardians, and Pittsburgh Pirates and the Detroit Tigers. Do have a couple different, games up on the screen here watching this Miami Marlins game, and also have an eye on this Atlanta Braves game. Didn't have a lot of stuff here for the afternoon games. But I do think there's some decent value a little bit later tonight that we'll get to here. But any thoughts on some of these early games or just like, you know, sitting back or watching? Go ahead.
So there were two things I wanted to bring up. We'll do the Mets in a minute. But I wanted to – the Pirates-Tigers game, did they run back yesterday's supposed
I believe so, yes.
Matchup?
I believe so,
so
yeah.
My question is just to you, are you now – more, less, or the same level of interest in betting the game, considering you capped it yesterday and you did quite like the over?
Yeah, it's not bad. It really isn't, because you're looking at a game now where you have to say, oh, it's rainy conditions. You have 55 degrees, which is an afternoon game. It's going to get up to 60 by the time the game ends. But you do have a nice wind blowing out to right field. So it does make sense that that game there is now hovering at 8 overall. So, I mean, it's not a bad look. And let me just take a look at the final starting lineups in that game. So let's see, pull these up, and we'll just see if we have, because yesterday's handicap was, man, these two pitchers stink, Kevin, but also these two lineups stink. So you're trying to balance out what actually made sense. And let me just ping this, put this first game up here, 1 o'clock. So we have Pineda still on the mound. Yeah, man, brutalness, just brutalness overall. And then we have Bryce Wilson on the other side. Actually, is it? It's Wilson. Who's that first? Let me just see what the
Wilson
first game.
Wilson and Pineda.
Oh, it did change. Yeah, it did change. Yep,
oh,
absolutely
there you
changed
go.
Here.
Okay.
Peters, the lefty, now is on the mound. So let me just see if anything has changed up in that aspect. Because I don't know. The numbers that I'm looking at, I think, still might have had the role reversal here. Let's see here. So the 1 o'clock game I'm listed at here is Pineda still, but it still lists Wilson. So I wouldn't even be able to like get the numbers to handicap off of that. And they have this game at 440. They have Quintana and Fiedo. So I don't know what that was. Maybe they had one of those late, like, yeah, we'll change it up at noon and switch it around. So that's probably off the board now at that point here where, you know, we don't have the same pitchers as yesterday because there is a substitution on the odds board, just not the numbers that I'm looking at here. Somebody came a little bit later.
Yeah, because I would think if they did, if they had they gone to the same lineup, for you, it would, I would say, like, all right, you know what? I don't like these pitchers. Obviously, it's not like they've pitched. The numbers haven't changed at all. Same, you would anticipate same lineups where, if anything, it would pitchers are such creatures of habit. You'd throw off their expected start date there. I would be more interested in attacking. The second thing I wanted to bring up is not about what's happening today with the Mets, but what happened yesterday with the Mets. The fact that that team went out there yesterday for their second doubleheader and swept again is one thing. They've swept two doubleheaders, one against the San Francisco Giants and the other against the Atlanta Braves. Like, don't we, Don, you could go out there, a doubleheader against the Cincinnati Reds. You grab a split, you're like, hey, listen, doubleheader, what else was I supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
This team has now swept two doubleheaders against two of the, what we anticipate, better baseball teams in the National League. I don't think you can praise the Mets enough for not just the results, but kind of the way these results are coming for this 18-18 that has the second best record in baseball, best in National League overall.
Yeah, versatility. I mean, they can do it all, right? They can outpitch you. They can have a better bullpen than you. They can have better hitters than you, better frontline starting pitching than you. It's pretty crazy how it's getting done, but it's expected. But the only reason that some people don't pick the Mets to start the season because you go, it's the Mets. They get injured every year, and I can't risk that here, and I'll see how it plays out, which is one of those thought processes. By the way, quickly, one of the games that is underway that we talked about on the early line, which we thought was interesting, was St. Louis and Kansas City, and it was Bubich the lefty versus the St. Louis hitters. Now, top of the first inning, no surprise here. First two guys reach base by walk. Nolan Arenado in the three hole batting 354 with an ISO power number 556 and a weighted on base average of 451 is now at the plate right now with a 2-1 count, and he went yard. How about that?
Wow.
Do you see when the numbers actually finally make some sense here? Where, like, when we were going over the numbers, like, you don't ever see an ISO power number over five, and what does he do right away? Launched it into the left field seats here. So impressive stuff here. That's when the numbers make sense and you can line it up. Because what we were talking about was not so much where you would take a team total, but lining up those guys, Edmund, Goldschmidt, Arenado, Pujols, in some sort of, hey, hit a home run, get a base hit, do something here. And they did that there. Impressive stuff here, Arenado. There you go.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're looking for. It kind of can add a little bit of confidence probably to, because I don't know, Donnie, if today you're getting to a full team total, but I guess kind of when they do, like, you know what, these numbers are right. I just needed to be patient. You have been. So when you see something, you can kind of full go there. Man, I tell you, it was so funny because sometimes, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm seeing the pitching matchups for the first time when I bring up the games because I know we're going to lean on Donnie's expertise for bringing up baseball. And I saw Bubich, and I went, psh, I know where this is going. I just that feels like a guy that we brought up all the time last year in terms of it's open season, let's get after it. And, you know, again, that's obviously what was the case here to start that game.
Yeah, he's getting tanked from both the left-handed side, lefties and righties. But this is a right-handed lineup here that has all nine batters from the right-hand side. So Chris Bubich this season, 13 runs allowed in the first inning. So if you are a Nerfy-Yerfy guy, this seems like the guy that you want to pencil in on for the rest of the way. Yep.
Like, but, like, those are the you know, I mean, now I've had some conversations on air and off air about
like, who stinks in the first inning,
Yes. Give me that, Cap. Give me that. Not what St. Louis is over the last six games. I don't care about that. Bubich gives up runs every single time he's in the first inning. Makes sense. Yes. Bad pitcher, best part of a lineup. Those are the kind of things that you're looking for there. And, again, you have to take – but here's the other thing about that stuff, right? Nolan Arenado actually, you know, grounds out into a double play. You're like, well, they're probably never going to get a hit off of this guy. And it starts to feel terrible. So that was a big moment there, obviously, for them to capitalize.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody's even out at this point. So maybe Pujolzer starts another rally at this point. Join us back right here on Moneyline, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back on Moneyline. Do we have a breaking news, like, button? Like, yeah.
Hold on. What is that breaking news signal?
What, the one you just gave?
Noise? No, what did you?
Yes. Yep, breaking news.
What is that, man?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Or how about this?
There you go. Tremendous. Funk Master Flex Night. It's not even breaking news.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yo, wake up! What? This guy's too real.
Get your hands up. News. Yeah, see that? That's what we need, something breaking in right there at this point here. So, but the breaking news is that Devontae Smith is the best basketball player on the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, see that? I mean, you want to have updates? Is that maybe like if, you know, the updates at the – is it every hour, I guess? Top of the hour, we give a nice little update here. If that can be included on the Sports Grid Network, that would be pertinent information at this point. Now, updated, Major League Baseball, 3-0, St. Louis here. Yes, we are still in the first inning as Tyler O'Neill is up in the sixth hole. This is one of those guys here that usually can bash home runs, one of the up-and-comers there for St. Louis. Come on, man, 188 through the month of April and early May. Got to pick that one up. But also, we do have scoring in other outlets here. As we said, the Miami Marlins have increased their lead to 3-0. And also, a Yerfy between the Padres and the Guardians as the Padres have scored. So, if you're counting at home, I believe the Marlins scored in the first inning. That means also the Cardinals, they scored in the first inning. No runs yet here in the Mets game, so I don't see anything happening too much there yet, so maybe the Yerfy is in play here. But there is a man on and one out in the bottom of the first inning. And then we have the Pirates and the Tigers just getting underway, so we'll see where that adds up. But Nerfies, Yerfies, yes, no, but we do have some yard balls today. Got a couple home runs on the board early today, which feels good.
Weather changing, baseball's changing. No idea. I guess we'll figure it out. Do you think we'll be one of the first people to realize the baseballs have changed? Or are we going to be late? Is it going to be too late? Who's going
to? Yeah, I don't want to be late to the party. I don't want to be late to the party here. But it looks like the Senator Michael A. Taylor was late to the party on that base hit here for the Cardinals as they score again on a triple from Tyler O'Neill, 4-0, as they are clowning. Like, these are the days that get so excited. Like, you take a team total, right? Let's just say, and I don't even know what the number was. Let's go old school, like, where the numbers actually used to matter. They were decent, not just, like, threes. Like, 4.5, right? You got a 4 spot on the board, one out, and a guy on third and the first. Like, man! Like, drive him home. Now, Yeah, just letting people into the mind of a gambler here. Mm-hmm. Here's what happens. Ready? 4-0. Man on third, one out. Most people are like, oh, drive him home, get that win. You know, strike out and the pop out. So, no big deal. I got 8 more innings. The real gambler goes, I think I'm going to have to shut this game off here because I know it's. Hey, what inning is it, hon? 3rd inning. What's the score? 4-0. Ooh, okay. Let me check back later. 6th inning, 4-1. Like, what is going on now? A sack fly just drove in Tyler O'Neill from third base. So they got that 5th run. You'd be celebrating. And the best part about team totals is what, Kevin? You just shut this game off. In the top of the 1st inning, your job is done. Cigar time's all the way around. But granted.
I've been trying to tell people for the longest time is what will break the spirit of the better is, I mean, look, the dollar amount always matters. I can make you put $5 on a game. And if it's a heartbreaker, it's a heartbreaker, whether it's $5, $50, $500, $5,000. I'm telling you, the other night, I am in the living room dancing out of excitement because finally a nice little NBA live total is going to go my way, Celtics-Bucks. 2 minutes left. I need 4 points. Benches emptied. No field goals made in 2 minutes by the bench. 2 for 4 from the line. All I needed was 4 points. The Bucks didn't score in the final 3 minutes of the basketball game. It's essentially an exhibition. It's a 20-point game. Walk to the lane and make a layup. And Serge Ibaka's clanking threes and post-hook jumpers. And I was distraught. Distraught. Not because I'm broke all of a sudden. I'm tired of losses like that. And that's what the NBA postseason has been for me, man. So that's to me what you talk about that spot there. You've got over 4.5. Somehow you've got 4 runs on the board, a guy on third, and you go, man, I don't think I could watch this game anymore.
No, and that's the way it goes. And because, you know, 98 times out of 100, you will cash that ticket in. But the only ones that you remember are the ones that remember that game where, I needed one more run from the 4th inning on, and I loaded the bases up 3 times with no outs, and nobody came home at that point. Now, they're the ones that we always remember as gamblers here. And that's why you get you build up the scars at that point, because it used to hurt a lot more for me. And then I was like, yeah, and go to bed, and just didn't work out for me at this point, and it is what it is here. But that's a 5-run first inning here for the St. Louis Cardinals. And if we take a look, now the lines are locked. What do we get? Maybe a football here? What's Kansas City getting? 5.5 runs in this game? What would they be getting? Mm-hmm. So they were a dog coming in. Are they still, like, is it 4.5, 5.5? I want to see when this reopens here at a number and also what that total looks like.
Is the inning's over? Set the stage. It's 5-0 going into the bottom of the first.
Bottom of the first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you go 5.5. I think you would go 5.5.
4.5 at plus money. 8:30 on the money line. So you can cash an 8-1 ticket if the Kansas City Royals come back over the next 9 innings. Because I say 9 because they haven't batted yet. A total is 12 in this game.
What's the Cardinals team total?
Cardinals team total. Yes, 5. Let's see here. Cardinals, bring it up. There it is. Okay. 8.5. So they get 4 more.
Still in.
And Bubic is still in. He'll probably get decked over the next 2-3 innings. So I doubt he's going to refine his fastball and just go dominant for the rest of the way. But if I'm looking now, long relief guy, like bad. Like you throw this game away. And the reason why, it's a good point you bring up here, because you say, their team total was 4. They got 5. So how much more runs do you think they can get? You might be looking at the 7th or 8th inning, 9th inning. You know, if a position player comes in, which
and
probably this game's already over 10 runs, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not, there's nobody coming out of the bullpen here for the Royals. Like, let's bring our stopper in.
Right.
Let's bring our closer in the 4th inning to shut this down.
Yep.
It's not happening here.
Doesn't even
you're going
make
with
sense.
A guy that basically, you look down to your bullpen and you say, hey, kid, can you give me 4 innings? I don't even care if you get blown away. I just need you to give me 4 innings out there. So it's a pretty good look there because you probably think the St. Louis Cardinals might be on their way to 9 runs here.
Yeah, I think 8.5. And how's is the juice a ton? Is it? I mean, is it -115? What's the juice?
-106. It's light juice, so it's not even like, hey, we're gonna juice you because they just had a big inning and everybody's expecting them to score runs.
How many guys to the lineup did they get too? Like, did they hit? Did they bat around? To where like you're getting
almost
to the top of the
lineup?
Yeah,
DeJong. Yep, looks like because Molina made the last out. He's in the eight hole, so they're gonna go DeJong, and then flip it right back over to those hammers. So is there a? Let me check here with the FanDuel Sportsbook. Do we have? Oh, here we go. Okay, over under a half run, second inning. Plus 108 over. Like, wouldn't that be a great bet? Like, Bubic is just in to try to figure things out. He's getting rocked. I'm going to try to aim these pitches to throw strikes. And you're going to get DeJong, who actually has a low-weighted on-base average against lefties, but a decent ISO at 182. And then you flip it around to, like, you know, that murderer's row, first four. And also, this isn't a, hey, if the Cardinals don't score, well, then we're out of luck. You still get Kansas City in the bottom of that inning, and you're getting them at a plus price. And also, St. Louis just upped it. So that minus 106, it's now sitting at a minus 111 now. So a little bit more juice added over the past few moments.
I'd like to think there's a couple people maybe clicking down in the way that we're discussing here, and that could very well be pushing people or pushing, rather, that number up a bit. But I think that makes some sense there, right? Mm-hmm. I almost wonder, do you let the Royals half inning go? Like, are you rooting for Royals runs or no Royals runs here? Like, in a weird way, I think you're rooting now against the running mate, right?
Not necessarily. Because you don't want the best part about baseball, though, is each guy at the plate cares about their own individual statistics. Whereas, like, in the NBA or college basketball, it's like, hey, run the clock out. Don't embarrass this team. Don't go on fast breaks. Everybody that comes up to the plate is trying to put one in outer space to up their average and up their RBI and up their home runs here. So I don't really think it matters all that much. I do prefer the running, Nate, because let's just say KC gets two. St. Louis is like, yo, we better stay on this, because what's the thing that we always talk about the most from a starting pitcher? You give up a lot of runs in the top of the first inning. Have that shutdown inning. We just scored five. Don't let them score here. Like, don't let them off. They're like, oh, okay, you got five. We even got one back. Okay, let's see what we can do in the second inning. So first guy makes a out here, Arenado with a nice play at third base. But, yeah, no, I would prefer runs here at this point, because then you don't get that settle-in effect in a game.
Yeah, it's a weird mix. The only reason I suggested the other side maybe would make a little bit of sense, just because we're talking about bad relief pitching kind of being the MO. But, again, honestly, it's not unreasonable that they take Bubic for another two runs next inning, at which point, you know, who cares who comes in, kind of, right? Becomes the thought process there. So that's a pretty nice look there. And again, that's the beauty of when these guys start hitting. You know, man, I missed my chance. No, you didn't. A lot of baseball left in that game. A lot of baseball left in that game.
Yeah, there is a lot left here. And also now we do have the money. Over under a half run in the second inning, a plus 110 price, which I think is interesting. Be a fun way to bet. Like, if you're just sitting at home watching these things going, hey, I'm trying to get involved in some of these baseball games, betting each and every inning where you know who's coming up the following inning against a certain pitcher. Pretty fun things here. So something that can work out. Guys, if you want to join us, 844-843-6879. This is Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh here in the 1 o'clock hour. I believe we have something on the board here, K-Dub. Do we have a bet in progress? Yes or no?
I believe that we ultimately do. The numbers moved a bit, but to the right side school, it is worth it. We're going over a flat eight runs for the St. Louis Cardinals team total, minus 136. It was just 8.5 at plus 102. But as Donnie always talks about, I don't need nine now. I just need eight.
Yes.
I think I could get eight by the time this half inning is over.
Exactly. You get to the let's just say they don't get it for a while, but they get it by the seventh inning. You sit back and go, I got six outs to get one run. If they don't get it, I don't lose any money. If they get it, I win money. Those are the best situations that you can possibly have. And also, I thought it was an interesting, you know, wager, and we'll find it play out here in just a few moments. Over a half of a run in the second inning, which is now off the board, plus 110. Let's see if that happens. It goes off. But I think we have breaking news here. Breaking news? Get your hands up! Get your hands up! News! News!
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Oh man, hold on, that's really good, and done really fast. Now let me say it again. Breaking news out here, people.
Get your hands up! Get your hands up! News! News!
That's really good. Now, people are just tuning in thinking that we actually got some real news. Yes, this will be the last day that the Kevin Walsh is with the Sports Grid Network. That's what the news was today. So let's keep it moving.
Whoa. I don't know about all that.
Yeah, if you guys want to call in and wish Kevin well, I mean, you can do that anytime you want here, 844-843-6879. Maybe pick his next career for him. What do you think, K-Dub? Big breaking news there, right around the 140 range?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're just fine where we are, man. Golly. Mm-hmm. Although there's people out there requesting right side only edited versions of the early.
I actually think that's what they were saying. Like, look, if there's any way that you can just have when Donnie responds and put that up on YouTube, thanks, I'll hang up and listen. One of those. It's good stuff out here. Could have now somebody was accusing me of a burner account today. I don't know where that one came from. As if I'm smart enough to actually run burners all across Twitter. You never know. You know, DRS might be lurking in certain corners of the Twitter sphere.
Twitter's kind of your sphere, though. I think Twitter's a believable landscape for you to kind of know some of the other inner workings there. Don't have an Instagram.
That is believable. I don't. Your burner is
believable too, though. At the same time.
Yeah, like running through just to see what somebody's saying. But then again, I guess if I wanted to find out like what Lewis Riddick was talking about, I might need a burner account for that. You know, things like that. But outside of it, you know, not too many people have me blocked out here. Unless if I got the better of somebody in a legitimate argument, I love when I get the blocks on. Like a Peter King. I don't think I can look at Peter King's tweets there. You know, just go. It's one of those where the old guard, right, just starts writing stuff. This doesn't make some sense. Listen to this guy. Who's this guy? Or like a local beat. I remember a local beat writer in the Philadelphia area. I had a comment like, you would think that way. I'm like, guys, don't even know me. What does a comment even mean at that point? You know, so sometimes you get into it. Yeah, sometimes you get into it, and it's a lot of fun out here. But I don't ever get, you know, attack people. But the story behind the Lewis Riddick block, as you know, on ESPN, Lewis Riddick. You know, he's an NFL guy, right? What's he trying to do right now? He's trying to get GM jobs. And I was supporting the guy.
Sure.
And so the comment was, you know, hey, Donnie, what do you think about Lewis Riddick thinking like the Bulls or the, not the Bulls, excuse me, the Bears can win the Super Bowl? I said, I can't hold it on against Lewis Riddick for going on everybody's local station and saying how great of a football team they have. That's what you do when you want to get in the league. Did you ever watch John Gruden on Monday Night Football? Every single quarterback, running back, offensive coordinator, head coach, and owner were the greatest thing he ever saw. Why? Because if he ever wants to open up that book and say, hey, man, let me back in the league. Oh, yeah. He always says nice things about me. You know what? Yeah, let's give him an interview as opposed to, what, are you kidding me? Every time I listen to this guy, he says how stupid I am as an owner at this point. So it's just backing up a point saying Lewis Riddick can't be condescending towards a certain fan base because he's trying to be a GM. Block. There's the story.
I'm surprised. That's not that bad. Like, I guess I understand for him, he's annoyed, right? Because you're questioning his integrity.
Yes.
But to be fair, I don't have like the full context of how the Bears were at that time. And if the Bears, the Trubisky led Bears?
The Trubisky
Bears,
like, yeah. Yes.
We're
going to talk to so-and-so here and have him talk, you know, Bear. Like, you're not inviting the guy on. He's just going to slander, you know, radio station and also the Bears. He's going to have positive things to say, but at the same time, he would come on Philadelphia radio. Man, love the direction what the Eagles are going in, right? So it's that's what the job is, and that's what I was saying. And he took it like, it's just going on our side. Yeah. And I was like, basically, you are, and I don't blame you for that. So,
it's one of those things. Now I got to tell you something. Now, listen. Sometimes we make a mistake, all right, and you just go hand up. Now, I did not have the Cardinals-Royals game on.
Yes.
So I don't want to point fingers that maybe somebody did and could have added this information. But when we were talking about Bubic coming out and getting rocked in the second inning, you think somebody maybe could have mentioned that he was pulled in the first inning? You think you could have brought?
What did he finish with, like a third of an inning? Yeah, because actually, I was watching the first inning, but I have like Yeah, I have two or three screens going at once. So it wasn't, because when you don't have the funny reason part, it's pretty funny, is if you don't have the actual, because I have four TVs, I have two TVs going and two, like my phone and a tablet. So they're all on baseball. When you don't have it on, you don't really notice like what's going, because this will go to commercial. I get off on a tangent. I'm talking to you about something. We're doing this. And the game comes back on. And you don't realize, actually, if the guy was pulled in or out. You just figured he's going to make it through. But that's fantastic that he's actually been pulled a third of the way through the first inning. Like, yeah, he'll get rocked in the second inning here. He's not even in the game anymore. Oh, man, that's good. And by the way, did the guy come in behind him and throw four pitches in the second inning? Because they were at commercial really fast in that top inning.
Yeah, it was a four-pitch at-bat, a five-pitch at-bat, and a two-pitch at-bat. I mean, it was quick work. No doubt about it. I mean, the reliever that came in is the one that gave up the triple.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you at least entertain me and do the numbers on pay a pamps and let me know what kind of arm we got that just checked in it?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I'll line him up.
All right.
Pay a pamps. But he's got a 5X FIP on the season. He's got only 17K percent K. He handles his business against lefties, which is great because every single guy in that lineup is a right-handed batter. So you're still in some good shapes. Yeah, if you have to do real research, like, I wonder if my bet's in trouble because Payamps is coming into the game. You know?
But I just don't – the whole time I'm assuming that they didn't yank Bubich after one. But the Royals got big ideas, Donnie, about, I guess, their season. Like, we can't lose this game.
Yes.
Here. And you really just run this guy through the whole bullpen through the this is the end of a series too.
Yeah.
Like you don't just let him get hammered in a way. Like I guess what
work you have a, do that or have a come back baseball. In the second inning and get a clean inning and then pull him. Like, oh, all right, I worked through some things. I got back out there. There's never anything worse than when you get hammered and you're like, I didn't need to get a way to work out of this. Like, oh, what'd you do last game? Five innings, five runs? No, bro. I got one out and gave up five runs. Like, let me get back out in the base pass. Which now, granted, I hope he stays in the rotation, which he probably will because it's the Royals and not expecting much. But at the same time, when you look at that, you say to yourself, like, man, that's a guy you circle because when we start going over some numbers, which his were terrible coming into it, they just got elevated even higher. So that's going to be a fun, bang, bang, next time they come up here.
Man, that is a quick trigger, though, man. There's not a lot of guys that have only made it through a third of an inning this season. There is not a lot of guys. I mean, obviously, I can't recount every single Major League Baseball game, but off the top of my head, like, I think, like, Berríos in his first start for Toronto.
He got lit this year.
He gave up, like, seven runs. It was when I was like, I got it. Like, and they still, like, won that baseball game, too. Remember that first series against Texas where I was like, wow, the Blue Jays are going to average nine runs a baseball game with the way that first series went that their offense is actually really, really slowed down in Toronto.
Yeah, so we'll see if they heat up. I don't think they will heat up today, and I do like the Yankees. And I did actually take a money line bet today on the Yankees at a -144 price. I think they win. I think they hit. I think they do some damage in that environment here. Now, that run, scoring one run in the second inning is on life support here, as Adam Wainwright has two outs here, nobody on in the bottom of the second inning, but also threatening to score the Arizona Diamondbacks in the top of the fourth inning. One of the things I love where the shift is on, a guy's up at the plate and hits a cue shot down the third baseline, and it turns into a double. That's what happens. So you have second and third and one out here with, looks like, Alcantara at the plate, not pitch. How about that? There's two Alcantaras on these teams. Oh, double down the line. So that's going to score two. So there we go. You got some runs down in South Florida. 3-2 now. And the reason I bring that up is I was looking at this game, Hernandez versus left-handed bats. So it looks like some of these guys are doing some damage here from the left-hand side. And when you get the seven-hole hitter to double down, or actually, excuse me, triple down the line, we might have a 3-3 game here early in Arizona and the Miami Marlins. So if I had that circled where I thought Arizona would score, looks like they're on the way to three. Bubich versus the St. Louis hitters was a topic here. They got dominated. Now, next up here, I do have listed as Zach Wheeler tonight versus Texas and those cold bats in a chilly city of Philadelphia. And the Cardinals are out of the inning. So Bobby Witt Jr. grounds out weekly. Now we have eyes back on. Let's see what happens if Oh, is there a challenge in this play? No, no challenge. No challenge here. All right, good. So we'll see if your boys can put a couple runs on the board, at least, you know, get some runners in scoring position to cash in on that over eight. Now, next break where we get back, obviously, is a short one. We're going to tease, as we always do with JP, see what he's got cooking for the 2 o'clock hour, and then we'll start crushing some NBA because there is a play I like today. I paid a little bit more juice for it here to knock the number down, but I do think it makes sense. Oh, by the way, and I want to preface this by saying, Kev, I was really close to playing the Luka Doncic assist prop. It's 8.5 at a plus 110, but you know what I was doing? Yeah. Shopping around from different books. I wanted to see if I can get a less juicy, like 8 or 7.5, or should I say pay for it,
yeah,
a 7.5, and I couldn't find it. I really like that bet, but the fact of the matter is it was 8.5 at plus 110, basically begging you to take that. I'm saying, no, I want the lower number.
7.5.
It's minus 130, I guess, if it's plus 110. 40-cent move.
When we get to the break, I might be able to find it, at least give you a price check on it.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you can do it yourself, though, I think. Because, Don, it's usually the alt market on FanDuel. And you can, because to be honest with you, I was looking at the Jalen Brunson points prop at 18.5 minus 102.
Yeah.
Like, well, 17.5 might be in range. And it was like a minus 136. If you take a look, Donnie, on the on FanDuel, they should have all assists Luka Doncic, and you should be able to see what over 7.5 is. And that maybe then is maybe in range there for Luka.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at some odds boost as well. But we'll start to shift the focus a little bit here in hour number two towards the Sixers and the Heat and the Dallas Mavericks and Phoenix Suns. And also take your phone calls out here. If you want to call in, you got to play tonight. You want something's up. Hey, what's your thought process going through capping this game? Whatever it is, 844-843-6879. It's Wednesday. Quick segment coming up. Another nice long hour to get after it. It's what we do here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. And again, callers, 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it right here on Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh closing out the first hour of the show. You know what time it is. It's teaser time. JP, how'd it go yesterday? What are we looking at today?
Brutal loss yesterday to that Jason Tatum points under. In the fourth quarter, in meaningless time, Heat scores 10 points in 3 minutes. That's all right. If that's how we're going to lose those, that's how we're going to lose those. Tonight, we're going back to the player props.
Yep, player props tonight it is. And I also, after 1-1 night in the NBA where I picked up a W on the Memphis Grizzlies and an L on the Milwaukee Bucks, I also am teasing here somebody who I think I'm going to go back to the well with and found a pretty good number on. So I'll leave you with that, and we'll have some fun with that in the 2 o'clock range. Now also, updates here on the Major League Baseball Diamond. Diamondbacks 5. Marlins 3. So just when you thought the Marlins up 3-0, it's one of those first fives. Like, oh, man, I got this. Ain't nobody doing anything here in this game. D-backs played 5 runs here, and that had a lot to do with some home runs, some triples, and some doubles here as they're getting after it after Elysier Hernandez, who struggles with lefties, getting hit around, K-Dub, from lefties.
Yeah, that's what we like to see. Those, yeah, you know, because, yeah, again, yeah, it's always great when it's like, man, like he can't get this side of the plate out, and the other team knows it. And look at the starting lineup. It is just built to smash this guy, and they deliver. It's what the breakdowns are all about. It's kind of the information being put to use in an appropriate way. And, again, you know, that's the beautiful thing. Like, you know, Donnie isolates one team total. I don't think last year at any point did he give out multiple, you know, team total sound the alarm bets on the same day. But if you tune into the early line and you're in the right spot here on the money line, you will get a number of game breakdowns. You can use that information, and these early games have lined up the way Donnie had thought.
Yeah, they are lined up, and Payamps gives up a 2-out double here, K-Dub. So we're trying to hope for some runs here. Maybe O'Neal again can come up clutch. We'll see if it happens. But obviously we'll know after the break here as we're cruising into the 2 o'clock hour. there are NBA odds boosts on the board, which we're going to tackle along with the Sixers, Heat, Mavericks, and also the Suns. Join us. 2 o'clock hour coming up right here on the grid.